Well, good evening, everyone. This is Pam Stack, your host, and you're listening to Authors on the Air. Tonight, we're doing something very different. It is my thank you to all of you who write books. There's no way I could possibly have every single person whose book I ever read on the show, although I do give it a try. But for those of you who are self-published or small press published, and even those of you who are traditionally published, I think it's only fair that you have a chance to come on the radio and at least give us your name, the genre that you write in, and where we can find you on the web. And as a little bonus for listeners, I'm going to ask you one question about writing. So let's get this show on the road, okay? Here we go. For being here, everyone. A week ago on Facebook, I asked a question to my writer friends. If I were to have a show where you could call in and answer one question for me about writing, would you do it? And 100 of you answered and said yes. So I'm going to go down the list of callers in just a second, but I want to give you the number. If you are a writer, and you have books, and you want to tell us about them and answer my one question, please call in at 347-633-9609. If you are a reader and you're listening to this show and you have a question that you've always wanted to ask, also give me a call. Right now on the line with me is author Greg Barth. Hi, Greg. How are you? And welcome to Authors on the Air. We were just talking about, I don't know, a week and a half ago, correct?
Correct. Hi, Pam. Great to
be
here.
Yeah. Hi. Happy day after Thanksgiving, or 2 days after Thanksgiving. Did you have a nice holiday?
It was very nice. Quiet, lots of good food, time with family. It was very nice.
Good. So, first of all, tell us about your full writing name is Greg Barth. What kind of books do you write?
I write crime fiction. I'm the author of the Selena series, and those are all published from All Due Respect Books. These are gritty, violent crime fiction stories, and there are 4 books currently in the series.
Very good. You also do something else, don't you?
Yeah, I'm the host of Noir on the Radio, part of the Authors on the Air Global Network.
Fantastic. Where can we find you on the Internet?
The best place is Amazon.com. I've got an author's page set up on Amazon, and I always tell people it's a lot easier to find me and my books if you search for Greg Barth. If you type in Selena, you'll be greeted with some of the finest Selena Gomez merchandise that's available on Amazon, but you'll have a hard time finding me.
I've never thought about that. That's right. Okay, are you ready for your one question?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, Greg Barth, if you won the lotto, would you still write?
I would still write. I enjoy it. I love it. I tell people I work for a living, but I write for a life.
I love it. Thank you so much for being with us. That's Greg Barth. Go and look for him on an Amazon author page, and he writes noir crime fiction. Thanks, Greg. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pam. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, let's get our next caller on the line. We have someone calling in from area code 253. Hi, you're live. Who's this?
Hi, Pam. It's Kate Marie Collins.
Well, hello, Kate Marie, my dear friend in the other side of the world from me. How is Muse?
Muse is adapted to Toothless, the Night Fury, so this is good.
Good.
We have a new kitten,
thank you
and it took about a week.
Aw. Well, that's great. So tell everybody your full writing name.
My full writing name is Kate Marie Collins, and that's the Kate Marie is all one word. One name.
And what genre do you write in?
I write fantasy. I tend towards dark fantasy, but I sort of have this philosophy of bad things happen to good people in real life, so they should in books.
There you go. Where can we find you on the web?
You know, I have an Amazon author page, easy to find. Type in Kate Marie Collins. At least one of my books will come up, and they'll show you where the rest is. I'm also on Twitter a lot, and my handle there is at Daughter Hawk, H-A-U-K.
Very good. Okay, are you ready for your one question?
Go for it, ma'am.
Did you hear the first one?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear the – okay. So the first question was, if you won the lotto, would you still write? But your question is, would you care if you if your book sold?
I don't care if they – I mean, I want them to sell. Don't get me wrong. But as long as I make my daughter proud.
If you won the lotto, the lotto, would you care if your books were sold?
Yes. Because I want them to be read. They're good stories.
There you go.
And I'd rather they be sold than go to a pirate site.
Well, there you go. Yes, that's true. So Kate Marie Collins, who does write absolutely beautiful fantasy, it is dark fantasy, and look for her on Amazon also. You can find her on Facebook and in Twitter. And I highly recommend her books. Thank you so much for calling, Kate Marie. Have a wonderful, wonderful long weekend, okay?
You have a great holiday too, Pam.
Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon. Bye. Hi, I'm going to go now to area code 773. You're live on the air.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Susie. Susanna
Hi,
Flores.
Who is this? Say it
Dr.
again.
Dr. Susanna Flores.
Hi, Susanna Flores. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Pam?
I'm terrific. I'm so glad to finally talk to you, Susanna. So tell everybody, you are an author. Tell us about your books.
Yes, I am an author and a clinical psychologist, and I wrote Facehooked, which is on the psychological effect of social media.
Interesting. Interesting. So where will we find more information about you?
Honestly, the easiest way is just to Google Facehooked. And you'll find
me.
So,
also
my website is.
Understand exactly what. Spell it out. Spell the name of the book so everybody understands.
Oh, sure. So it's just like Facebook except with Hooked. So F-A-C-E-H-O-O-K-E-D.
And spell your name.
Susanna Flores. So it's S-U-Z-A-N-A Flores F-L-O-R-E-S.
See, there a lot of people are not from Miami like me and can understand those lovely French words. So, teasing you.
Right.
So that's what I want. Are you writing another book?
I am. I'm doing an analysis on Wolverine, Marvel's Wolverine, and so that's the one I'm working on now.
Oh, that should be fascinating. Terrific.
Thank you. It's
so
a
glad
lot of
that
fun.
You called in. It must be amazing. I'm so glad you called in and that we finally talked in person, Susanna. Have a great weekend, and thanks for calling. Oh, let me give you your question. I'm sorry. If you won the lotto, would you continue to write?
Absolutely. I've often said, like, my day job is keeping me from world domination in that I would love to write all the time if I could.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you for calling
you.
In. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again
you
soon,
too,
okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to try to go now to area code 740. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Laura Moe.
Well, hello, Laura Moe. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you so much. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. I actually had two Thanksgiving dinners. I had one with my brother and family, and then just a few minutes ago, I had my friend Frankie hosted Franksgiving. For a bunch of us.
Well, there
so.
You go. There you go. Okay, so here's my question. Who would you like to be compared to as an author? What author would you like to be compared to?
I write
Wait, we're going to get your stuff. I'm going to get your information. You got to answer my question first. What author
would
you
like to be? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. There's a lot of writers out there whose work I really love. You know, I don't know if I could be compared to, I don't know. I don't want to sound too...
Who would you like to be compared to? You can be uppity all you want, honey.
Okay. How about F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Now, Laura Moe, M-O-E, tell us about what kind of books you write and where we can find you.
Well, I write young adult, which I know Scott Fitzgerald did not write. But you can find me in a lot of places. I have a blog, and it is called Of Is Not a Verb. That comes from when I was teaching. So you could just type in of is not a verb, and you'll find Laura Moe, blogspot.com. There's also a Facebook page, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and then I'm on Twitter at Laura Moe Writer. I'm also on Instagram at Laura Moe Writer. But the Facebook page
and something
page
else is that you're starting a new project, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. I'll be an Authors on the Air blog talk radio host, and my Facebook page is the Young Adult Laura Moe Presents the Young Adult Cafe. So that will be happening. So we'll be interviewing young adult writers. We'll be interviewing. We're thinking of interviewing librarians who want to talk about books. Interviewing kids readers of young adult books. So
that sounds
great. We
have
a lot of things going on, you know, to gain some interest in that. And that will be on Mondays. I believe we decided noon Western time, Pacific time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Terrific. I'm so glad you called in. Have a great weekend, Laura, and thanks.
You too.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right.
And now we're going to go to area code 310. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this? 310, you're live. Hi, who's this?
This is Roxana Mitchell. How are you?
Hey, you. How are you? I'm so
I'm
glad you called
great.
In.
It's so good to hear your voice.
It's great
you
to hear
to,
yours,
you
too.
You have to excuse me. I'm standing outside of a beauty salon. My hair is not cut yet. It's still wet, and it's raining. So.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, let's get to this quick. I know that you're a huge reader, but you're also writing, aren't you?
I'm sorry, say that again. I'm a huge reader.
I know
reader.
That you are a huge reader, but you're going to write, too, aren't you?
I also write. I write under the name of Roxana Mitchell, and I write contemporary romance with a bit of eroticism.
I love it. So where can we find you on the internet?
I'm on Facebook as Roxana Mitchell, and I'm on Twitter as Rox and RB as in boy. Rox and RB.
I love it. Okay, are you ready for your question?
Absolutely.
All right, so if you won the lotto, would you still write?
If I won the lotto, would I still write? Absolutely. I have a muse, and you can't see my muse. No one can see him, but I can see him, and he talks in my ear. He'll wake me up in the middle of the night. I'll feel something hard poking me in the back, and it's not what you think it is. It's a pad of paper and a pen, and he forces me to write. So I
there
have to get it on paper. I have all these stories in my head, so yes, I would still write.
That's a true writer. And have a wonderful weekend. I'm so glad we spoke, but you're going to come back on my show sometime soon, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. I would love to do that. And please take care of that finger.
I swear to God, am I the biggest klutz you've ever met?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you cutting out.
Am I the biggest klutz you've ever met?
No,
really
you're
am,
not. No, you're not.
I swear.
I could tell you
you probably laughed when you saw that. So,
no, I could tell you
stories. All right, go get your hair
Have
done.
A great...
Take care and thanks, Rox. You too.
Thank you so much,
Bye.
Cammie. Take care. Good talking to you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. And now we're going to go to area code 360. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi,
how are you?
Who's this?
My
I'm
name
wonderful.
Is Catherine Wadsworth.
Well, hi, Catherine Wadsworth. We are friends on Facebook, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was delightful. We had one meal with great friends who is the family you get to choose when you're a grown-up, and we had other gatherings with other family members that we love and adore and we don't get to see very often.
There you go. Tell us about your books. What genre do you write in, Catherine?
Well, I write in two. I write nonfiction books that are about that are gardening books, and I write those with my husband, David Deardorff, who is a plant pathologist,
mm-hmm.
and so we write a series of books about what's wrong with my plant and their diagnostic
systems
and organic remedies. We have five of those out, and I also write mystery novels, and I teach writing the mystery novel.
How wonderful. What are your do we know your mysteries by any particular series name?
Well, I started a series, and I tested getting those published. The Emma King series set in Hawaii, and the first one of that is Murder on Maui, and that's available on Amazon. But now I'm writing a series of books called the Inspector Frodo Mysteries, and Frodo is a little white Bichon Frise. He's a little dog.
So you're writing cozies. I love that.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. I'm so glad that you called in. So are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Okay. If you won the lotto, would you still care if your books sold?
I think, yes, I would. And I think the reason is, as someone else I think already said, that I have a lot of stories to tell and I would love to share them. And I'm particularly love interspecies communication and the natural world, and I just would love to have people read about them and be inspired.
I love that. What a great answer. Thank you so much. I'm so glad we spoke, Catherine, and let's make sure that we get together and get you on a show, okay? Have a wonderful long Thanksgiving weekend, all right?
You too. Thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Our next caller comes live from area code 619. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Pammy. It's Elise Sachs. How are you?
Well, hello, Elise Sachs, one of my dear friends. How are you, my sweetheart?
I think I'm doing better than you recently. How's your finger?
I tell you, well, it's bandaged. I have bubble wrap surrounding myself. As I came home from Miami, I thought, you know what? I'm not going out again until this year is over because it's been too crazy. How about that?
I think that's wise. I think it's wise.
So for those of you who don't know Elise Sachs, she's going to tell you a little bit about herself and her books and where you can find her. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, you can find me. My website is elisesachs.com. I thought that would be easy. And on Facebook and Amazon and just about everywhere, I write romantic comedy, sometimes with murder in it. So that's who I am.
And it's wonderful. It's hysterical. And, you know, these questions are designed with you in mind. You know that, right? So,
I've never wanted to win the lottery before, Pam. You know, I don't care at all about money, although I might have given this a little bit of thought. And let me just say that if I won the lottery, first of all, I would never cook anything again for the rest of my life.
Nor would you clean. Nor would you clean. Right?
Well, that goes without saying. But I just wanted to point out that even toast, I shall not do toast. but unfortunately, even though there will be people cooking and cleaning for me, and I will never fly economy again, and oh my God, this is the best fantasy ever, I still will have to write because it's kind of like a disease. It's a compulsion, unfortunately. So yes, I will still write. It's very painful, though. Writing is like, it's just the most painful thing. Who was it that said, was it Stephen King, or I don't remember who it was who said writing is like opening a vein. But yes, I would definitely write forever while somebody else cooks for me.
It took care of you, the queen, right? So it's
everything.
Elise Sax, that's S-A-X for those of you who don't know. And really, our book reviewers absolutely adore Elise's work. You've got to go and check out her books. I'm so glad you called. I hope you have
a
wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Did
your boys eat you out of house and home?
Oh, I was a genius this year. We went to a restaurant where people fed us, and afterwards I turned to my sons and I said, you know, I don't have to wash any dishes. It was like an epiphany. It was fabulous.
There you go. The buffet is even better for them because then they can go back as often as they want. So next year, that's what you'll look for, okay?
Okay, I will do it because you told me to, Pam.
I'm so glad you called in. Thanks, Elise. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Pam.
Bye. We're next going to go to area code 512. Let's see who's calling us from area code 512. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Meg Gardner. How are you, Pam?
Meg, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving weekend. How's everything?
Right back at ya.
Thank you.
I'm good. I have one of the kids here, so we just ate ourselves silly and watched old movies and laughed. So restored everything, restored all my spirits and ready to get going here.
It sounds like a perfect Thanksgiving weekend. It really does. So tell for those who've been living under a rock, if you don't know Meg Gardner, I'm really sorry, but you will know her now. Tell everybody about your books, Meg.
I write thrillers, usually female protagonists, lots of action, high octane, set in California. The Evan Delaney series won an Edgar Award for Best Paperback Original. Phantom Instinct, my most recent novel, was an Oprah Magazine Best Book of Summer. So I hope that if you're out there looking for something good to read, you would enjoy them.
And you definitely will. And Meg's also an attorney and has a really interesting history. So give us where we can find you on the web.
MegGardner.com, that's MegGardner.com, or Facebook at Meg Gardner Books, Twitter at MegGardner1, numeral one.
I love it. What's the current release called?
My latest book is called Phantom Instinct. It's a standalone set in Southern California.
I have to get that.
About perception and what happens when it goes wrong.
I have to get that one because I don't have it yet, so I will get that one. So your question is, what author would you like to be compared to?
In my dreams, we all see the scope of the wonderful authors out there, but in my dreams, if I could ever be compared to Stephen King, I would die happy because not only is he my hero, as an author, and personally, he's been extremely good to me. But just, I think he has captured so much about America and our culture and our moment. And he's going to be regarded as the Dickens this part of the of time. And just knowing how he like creates these terrific, gripping plots, but mostly the characters who seem so absolutely real that we just feel like they're sitting here in the room with us. That's a true art and a skill and a gift. And if I could even approach, you know, the bottom of the sole of his shoe, I would be immensely pleased.
He is the writer's writer, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, you don't have to worry. Your books are spectacular, and you stand very well on your own. But I understand the sentiment. I always say, you know, I'm so blessed to speak to the authors that I speak to who are terrific, like everybody so far who's called in. And I'm almost tempted to say, I don't want to jinx myself, but when I get a chance to interview Stephen King, that will be the last show that I ever do, you know, because I won't need to do anymore. I mean, how do you beat that, you know? I mean, I want to always have great people, but after that, that's the ultimate, isn't it?
It would be. I agree.
It would be. Well, I hope you have a glorious week, and I'm so glad I got to talk to you again. And we'll see each other soon, I'm sure, at some conference along the way, right?
Sounds great, Pam. Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye. And our next caller comes from area code 561. So let's see who's live on the air with me now. Hi.
Hi, it's Andrea St. James.
Andrea St. James, how about that? How are you, darling? How's everything? Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you, my dear. How's your finger?
Thank you. My finger is stitched and bandaged, and I'm wrapped in bubble wrap, so nothing else happens to me this year. You know, it's just been a crazy time, I'll tell you.
No more knives.
So, Andy, I'm telling you, we're the Klutz sisters, aren't we? Tell everybody about your book, please, and your genre.
My genre is children's books. My last book was Bill Bow, Beetle Learns to Share, and it went to number one on Amazon right after it was written at the end of 2013.
It's a beautiful, young, sweet book with the most fabulous illustrations. Now, you took special care to have someone who really understood what you wanted to convey to do those illustrations, didn't you?
Yes. A dear friend of mine is a well-known actor that I have known for years from 20th Century Fox, and his name is Roger Kabler. And not only was he a fabulous actor, but he's also an out-of-this-world artist, and his work is everywhere across the U.S. and in Europe. And he was kind enough to do the illustrations for Bill Bow, Beetle Learns to Share. And I can't thank him enough for his awesome work.
How fabulous.
In one of the pieces of art toward the end of the book, there are actual pieces of glass to illustrate what happens in the book.
That's wonderful. Where can we find information about you and your book on the web?
I don't really have a website, but I am on Facebook, and Bill Bow, Beetle Learns to Share has his own page on Facebook. And I am personally on Facebook at Andrea St. James, and I'm on Twitter at Bell Harbor 9.
Very good. Now, here's your question. If you won the lottery, would you care if your books got sold?
I would care very,
yeah?
very, very, very much, because you know what? I have other books that need to be written, and this would provide an avenue to pay for all of the art that is required.
If you won the lottery, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. You'd be writing them anyway, right? But you really do want to get this out, because it's a beautiful little book.
Yeah, well, I would like to make other beautiful little books like that.
How wonderful. Thank you so much. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and you and I will talk again soon, won't we?
I certainly hope so.
You know we will. Thanks, Andy. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. And now we're going to go to area code 702. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Pam. It's Deborah Coons.
Hey,
Pam,
Deb.
It's Deborah Coons.
Nice to talk to
you. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you healing?
You have your kids with you. I'm fine.
I have them with
me
now,
Klutz.
Actually. They're laughing at me, but it's okay.
Where are you settled into right now? I mean, you've changed states a few times on me. It's hard for me to keep up with you. So where are you living now?
I am in San Francisco.
Okay, so you're squatting there for a while, aren't you?
It is the most perfect place on the planet that I have been, other than maybe Paris. But, yeah, it's fabulous. I will stay here as long as I can.
Oh, good. Okay. So for those who have not seen me post about how much I love your books and your upcoming book, tell everybody about what you write, because it's a really interesting little resume you have of books. So have at it, girlfriend. This is your minute.
Okay.
I will try. I sort of cut my teeth on a funny romantic mystery series set in Las Vegas called the Lucky O'Toole Vegas Adventure Series. And I've just published the 7th full novel in that series, Lucky the Hard Way. It just came out a week ago, and it's doing really well. And I have one book that is a contemporary romance called Crush, set in Napa Valley, which is close to where I call home now. And then my most exciting thing is I have a standalone thriller coming out the end of December called After Me. And it's been really well received. I've gotten some great blurbs, one amazing one from Lisa Gardner, who is like my idol. And so I'm really thrilled about that book, and it will be out the 27th, as I said, of December.
Having read all of your books, including the novellas of Lucky, I can honestly say that Deborah is one of the most talented writers I know. She just is not content to stay in one genre, so I'm so happy that you called. Tell us where we can find you on the net.
Well, first of all, you're very kind to say so. Thank you so much. Your kind words mean everything. You can find me on the net at DeborahKoontz.com. You just have to spell Koontz correctly, which is COONTS. And I have an author page on Amazon under that same name, and Twitter and Facebook all under the same name. So I'm around, and I hope people
you
contact
are indeed.
Me because I love talking to readers.
Yes, this is, I have to tell you, this is one person who does not have someone answering questions for her. If you want to talk to Deb, you just type in on her Facebook page and you're going to talk to Deb. So my
I'll
question
be there.
To you, yes, you will be. So my question to you is, what is the best compliment you've ever received about a book that you've written?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
See, you thought I was going to ask you one of the other ones, and you had your answer
I know.
Already,
I've been listening to all of these amazing authors that have come before me, and I was ready with answers to those questions, but not this one.
I know. But you and I have to explain to everybody, you and I are personal friends, too, and so you probably anticipated an easy pass, but no, my friend, You're getting the curveball.
I know. No, actually, I think the best thing that any reader can say to any writer is, I couldn't put it down.
Okay,
and,
so that's nice,
you know,
but that's not what I ask you. What did I ask you? What is the best compliment?
You asked me what was the best compliment.
Compliment you ever received about one of your books.
Well, that was it, that they couldn't put it down.
Okay. I'm letting you go.
Okay,
that
okay.
was
well,
easy.
What answer do you want?
That was a one-off.
You know,
I
one
want
of the
to
answers
know,
that really who, always surprise me about my
the
Las Vegas
one answer
book.
That you always will, the one answer that you can't get out of your mind, the compliment that came out of nowhere. That's what I want to know.
Oh, I guess it would really be the blurb that Lisa Gardner gave me for
that
After
Lisa
Me.
Lisa gave you, Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was so unexpected, and I respect her craft and so much, and I respect her as a person as well so much. And for her to do that and to respond to my book in the way that she did was just incredible.
Oh, good. So are you coming on any of the shows in the network anytime soon? Because I know that with writing
well, you
in
told me you're
going to
have me on, like, Kick-Ass Females in January.
Well, you're
but
that's
I haven't
Nasty
gotten my
Women,
day yet.
Nasty Women January. That's Nasty Women January. That's all female
oh, well, that's
fiction
perfect.
Writers. Yep, and you're going to do something. Are you doing something with The Librarian also, with the Lucky series? I think you are.
I'm sure we are, but I don't have a firm date yet.
I know that everybody in the network wants to talk to you because you have so many different genres that you write in. So you'll hear from everybody, I'm certain of it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your kids. I hope you have a wonderful time. And I'm so glad you called in. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks. You take care, Pam.
You too. Bye-bye. Our next call comes from area code 816. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Pam. This is Patrick Ballester, and thanks for taking my
Patrick,
call.
Patrick, how are you? It's nice to talk to you finally. Good, good.
Yes,
so tell everybody about what books you write and your genre.
Well, I write mysteries. I guess you would call them cozies. My first book, In the Dismal Swamp, was published by Avalon Books in 2008 and again by, in Kindle by Thomas and Mercer in 2012. And my protagonist is actually a wildlife officer with the National Wildlife Refuge System. And he usually catches poachers, but he finds a body in the swamp and has to figure out if it was an accident or if it was a murder.
Where? What is the setting of your books? In where specifically?
The setting is in the Great Dismal Swamp in southeast Virginia, near the coast. And so it's a real place. I lived there a few years and fell in love with it and decided that it needed a story told about it. It's really a fascinating place.
How wonderful. I live on the edge of the Everglades, so I understand. You know, I grew up in Miami, and now I'm in Southwest Florida. So, yeah, we have a swamp too, but it's a little bit different. The River of Grass. So wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Where are you on the internet? Where can readers find you?
Well, I have a webpage, patrickballister.com. Patrick, and
can
then
you spell
Ballister,
your last name
B,
so everybody gets
boy.
It?
Yeah, B as in boy, A L E S T E R.
And you're on Facebook also, and you do answer all your Facebook stuff by yourself, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm on Facebook, and I also have a blog, Picks by Pat, Picks, P-I-C-K-S, by Pat, in which I review other mystery writers or films, anything that catches my eye.
How interesting. That's fabulous. I didn't know that, and I'm going to go sign up for your blog then. So my question to you is, which author would you like to be compared to?
Well, I've always had a fondness for Nevada Barr, probably because we write sort of the same sort of mysteries based in a natural setting. But I'm also fond of C.J. Box, and a reviewer once compared my protagonist to Joe Pickett, so I was very happy
to
hear that.
Yeah. That's a wonderful compliment.
I was stunned when I heard that.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So you'll take it. If they tell you CJ, but Chuck is a nice guy, he's been on this show. So every time someone says, read Patrick Ballister because his books are, and because their occupation, obviously, your protagonist's occupation, but he writes in the vein of CJ Box, that's a good thing, isn't it?
That is a good thing. Not nearly as well as he does, of course, but it's still
you know,
a compliment.
But different subgenres, so, you know, that goes without saying. I want to thank you so much for coming on the air and telling me about your books and everybody else. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and your weekend is delightful.
Thank you, Pam. You too. Take care, and best to all your listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Our next author comes from area code 828, and let's find out who are we live on the air with right now. Hi.
Hey, Pam. This is Jeff Crawford.
Hey, Jeff, the big guy's on with me now. Jeff is calling from North Carolina, and so how was your Thanksgiving?
It was as good as I could expect. I actually had the day off for Thanksgiving, so I was able to sit down and actually write for a while. I hadn't been able to do that for a little bit.
You have to speak really loud because the sound is coming in very softly from you. I don't know if you know that. I know it's hard for you to get a really good line where you are. So if you would just speak, there you go. Oh, that was much better. Will you tell everybody about the kind of books that you write?
I write, I guess every one of them could be classified either as suspense or horror, and then they'll have a little bit of, one might be with a supernatural twist, or one with a more of a, you know, vengeful quality to it. But they're all, I classify them all as suspense horror.
They really are, and they will keep you on the edge of your seat. They really will. Awesome books, lots and lots and lots and lots of followers for these books. So where are you on the web so people can find your books?
You can find me at www.authorjeffcrawford.com. or I'm on Facebook, or JBC Books on Facebook. You can find me at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Rockin' Horse Publishing, Lulu Publishing.
You're all over the place. You have really done a good job in getting yourself marketed, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So your question is, if you won the lottery, would you still continue to write?
Yeah, but not for a while. I'd take a little bit of time off, mainly because I think what I could do in that little bit of time off would get me out of the box that I may have gotten into and cause me to be a better writer.
Well, there you go. That's a great answer. A great answer, Jeff. I want to thank you so much for calling in. In all the full disclosure, Jeff has been one of my longtime friends since when I first started on Facebook, and he's been a guest on my show several times, and we always have a great time. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving and that you enjoy your weekend.
Well, it was made better by getting to talk to you, Pam.
Thank you so much, big guy, and you and I will talk soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Pam.
Our next caller comes from area code 858. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Matt Coyle out in San Diego.
Well, hey, I know that guy. Matt Coyle, one of my favorite authors, as well as one of my favorite listeners and callers. How are you, Matt? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? Although you and I had had a shared experience on opposite coasts, didn't we?
You are my blood sister.
It is true. We are both klutzes in the kitchen. Both of us ended up with blood on our hands, literally, and live to tell about it and laugh about it, right?
Absolutely.
So Matt is an Anthony Award-winning author who I speak to often. He's I'm so honored and grateful that he is a regular listener and caller on my show. And he will become what date am I talking to you soon? Right.
December 5th.
There you go. Okay, right before I go back in the hospital again. So Matt, tell everybody about your books. Because I love Rick Cahill, and I'm stunned that nobody else, you know, if other people have to know about you. So let's give him the 411.
Thanks. I write crime novels about a PI, Rick Cahill, out in San Diego. They're kind of dark, a little violent, but not tremendously so. Moody.
Very moody. Very moody. And they're violent, but they're not blood and guts. You're not, you know, spilling blood and guts all over the page, which is nice. Where can everybody find you on?
Floor.
That's right, you do, and as I do all over my brother's counter. So where on the web can people find you and in social media?
Yeah, mattcoylebooks.com. I'm mostly on social media on Facebook, and, you know, I have an Amazon page and all that.
Right. Okay, so here's your question, and I think this one fits you really, really well. what author would you like to be compared to? Because here's the thing, Matt. You and I have met a lot of authors on all the conferences we go to, and every great one that we meet is just the same as somebody starting off. So choosing one is really a little bit difficult, isn't it? Because there are so many great ones
very
out there.
Very much so. Yeah, very much so.
So if I was writing about you and I wanted to compare you to just one, who would you want me to compare you to?
Well, I think, although we write differently, I think Robert Crace, just because.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's a great writer. Plus, he's such a great guy, and he's been helpful in me in some ways. And I've gone to so many of his book signings. I've just learned so much through osmosis on how to have a book signing just by watching him. That I've learned
watching
a lot from him.
But
there's so many, though. Like you say, there's so many.
Yeah. Oh, but listen, you picked one of my top authors for sure, and such a pleasure to talk to. So giving so much of himself when you ask questions. So I'm really glad that you chose him because along with you, two of my favorites. There you go.
No,
and I thank you for calling in. I'm so glad you called in, and I'm glad you're okay. I've wrapped myself in bubble wrap, so I'm going to try to stay healthy through the rest of the year. You and I are going to talk on December 5th. Have a great weekend, Matt. Thanks a lot for calling.
You too. Thanks. Thank you, Pam. Looking forward to it.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Our next caller comes from area code 206. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Pam. It's Jim Ziskin.
Well, hello. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I hope your finger's improving.
I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing, isn't it? Matt Coyle and I were just talking about it. He cut his hand during crep, and I cut my hand during crep. It's got three big stitches. I think I'm going to live.
Yeah. And
did
Matt,
you know,
I second your recommendation. His Rick Cahill books are great.
Oh, aren't they? And you, listen,
yeah.
Who are we talking about here? James Ziskin, who has all these nominated books, too. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a tremendous honor.
Tell everybody about your books.
Well, I write, it's kind of a traditional with a noirish overtones, but with some good humor as well. It's a series set in the very early 1960s featuring a female newspaper reporter in upstate New York. Her name is Ellie Stone. These books are published by 7th Street Books. And the fourth one, Heart of Stone, came out last June. The fifth one, Cast the First Stone, is due to come out on June 6th of next year. So I'm
excited
about that.
I can't wait to read it. It's going to be fun to read that one. Because they just, you know, I feel like we're peeling away the layers of Ellie Stone and learning more and more and more about her. Are you learning as you're writing, or do you already know and you're just revealing bits and pieces to us?
No, I mean, I know a good deal about Ellie. I mean, I know Ellie, but I don't know exactly where she's going.
Right.
I mean,
wonderful.
Book,
where
I,
are you
but
on?
Not, but not, you know, in you know, the final arc. I'm learning, too.
How great. Where are you on the web, and so we can find you and send readers to you?
Well, I'm on Facebook under James Ziskin or James W. Ziskin. My website is James W. Ziskin. That's Ziskin, JamesWZiskin.com. Amazon, I'm in bookstores. Should be, you know, you should be able to locate me on at the 7th Street Books site as well. They have my books and a lot of other great books.
And on nominating committee's lips everywhere. Jim writes some powerful stuff and has received rave recommendations from everybody. I don't know anyone who doesn't love your books. So congratulations on that. Are you
Thank
ready
you,
for
Pam.
Your question?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to know, what is the best compliment you ever received from someone about one of your books?
I was hoping for a different question, but okay. No,
well, you can answer too
great,
if you want. I'll
question.
Let you.
No, great question.
Thank you.
I think the best compliment is when, you know, a few reviewers and a few, you know, bloggers and you know, have said that I nailed the female voice in the Ellie Stone books. So that I'm very proud of because I've worked very hard.
Anyone stand out to you? Any one particular review or praise
well,
or comment?
Yeah, I'm very,
or compliment
very proud
stand
of the Library Journal starred review for No Stone Unturned, the second in the series. I was very, very proud of that. Still am.
Okay. So you had an answer in mind for another question. Which question did you have an answer in mind
oh,
for?
Oh no, I was not really. Just if I if I were to win the lottery, I would continue writing, but from a villa on Lake Como probably.
There you go, and that's a great
yeah.
place to write a book on the villa in Lake Como in Italy. There you go. I like that. Jim Ziskin, my dear friend, I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon. And let's
Great
make sure
you
get
Pam.
On the show.
Take care of that finger.
Before that next book, thank you. Before that next book comes out, make sure we're in touch, okay?
Okay. That's,
thanks,
yeah, next
Have
June.
A wonderful
Great.
Weekend. Bye-bye.
You too, Pam. Thanks.
Okay, our next call is coming live from area code 781. I want to remind you all that the lines are open. You can call in if you are interested in telling us about your books and where we can find you and answering my one writing question. The number is 347-633-9609. And if you are a reader, a listener, please call in if you have a question, too. Hi, you're live on the air, 781. How are you? Who's this?
Bill Martin.
Well,
William Martin.
My friend, how are you today?
Good. Well,
I'm sitting here looking
at your book. You're in luck. I'm working late at my desk so I can call you up. Otherwise, I might have been out tonight on a Saturday night, but here I am.
I'm so glad, Bill. Are you working on another book?
Yeah, I'm trying to finish a novel set in the Gold Rush, which will be out next fall.
Do you have a working title yet, or is it too early in the book?
No, it's called The Motherlode.
I love it.
The Motherlode
is about your book.
Well, they're historical novels that also contain a modern suspense thriller element in that the chapters alternate between past and present. History is set in motion, and then the modern characters, a dealer in rare books and documents, and his girlfriend go in search of whatever it is that is lost, and so you see the two stories unfolding on parallel tracks that finally meet.
It's so awesome. The
first one came out in 1980, Back Bay, and the latest, The Lincoln Letter, came out 3 years ago, and The Motherlode will be out next year.
It is because your books are so research intensive that it takes a while for you to get those out there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You spend years researching, and so, and I remember our conversation when you were on this past year, that you do an incredible amount of research. So I think that's I love your books. I mean, I have the two of them sitting right here, so you know that you sent me two beautiful books that I'm very honored to have. Tell everybody where we can find you on the web.
WilliamMartinBooks.com is the website, and on Facebook as well at William Martin Author, where I put up all sorts of interesting historical tidbits and pictures from the Gold Rush and other business about the progress of the writing of this book, so that people will be all primed for it when I'm finally finished with it.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And Bill is another person who, if you write to him on Facebook, he's going to write back to you. He doesn't have an assistant who talks for him, so you're going to really enjoy it. So my
question to you is, you
really are very responsive on your page, too, so it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. If you won the lottery and you wouldn't have to worry about a thing except writing books all the time, would you care if the books were sold or would they be given away? But just as long as they're out there, would it matter to you one way or the other?
Oh, I like to sell books. I like to know that people are purchasing them because, as Thomas Paine once said, that which we achieve too easily, we esteem too lightly. And he was talking about freedom, but I think it's like anything else.
It works for everything else. If you pay for it, you have more pride and ownership, right?
Right.
So
and,
that makes sense to me.
And I think if you do not value yourself and the product of your hand or mind, then others might not value it either. But the subtext of that question is, would I continue to write if I hit the lottery? And that would be an absolutely yes, because even though this afternoon I'm saying, why am I doing this today? I should be out doing something else on a Saturday afternoon. The fact is that I've been fortunate
it's
to be able to do this for almost 40 years, and it always beats real
you,
work all to
it,
hell.
Bill?
It's what?
Isn't it in you? It's in you.
Yes.
You don't have a
yes.
choice. You have to write it, don't you?
That's true. You do. Yep. And it always makes your journeys out into the world a little bit sharper and a little bit more intense, because you're always thinking, I could write about this. Or when you travel to a new city or a new country, there's got to be a book set here that I would just love to sit down and write. And
how fun. I'm so glad that you called in. Really, I'm thrilled. So
glad
we're going
to
talk about
to hear all the other writers. I chimed in hearing my friend Deborah Kuntz, and been listening
since. I know. I'm so glad that you called in.
A good idea.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. this is my Thanksgiving. I wanted to thank everybody who's given me so many hours and days and years of reading pleasure. So it's an opportunity for listeners to hear all about all the wonderful authors out there. So I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much, Bill. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And you too. Thanks a lot, Pam.
Take care. Sure thing.
Bye.
You too. Our next caller is from area code 416. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Pam. It's Rob Brunet.
Well, hey, Rob. Nice to speak to you finally. How's everything?
How are you? It's all good.
Good. Good.
All good. We've avoided snow so far, which is always nice north of the border.
Well, we'll talk eventually. I mean, on one of the shows, certainly we can find a place for you, right? So you've got to come on someplace. I'll be booking shows for next year, and we'll make sure to get on. So tell everybody about you and about what you like to write.
A lot of what I write is set down a dirt road, and specifically in the Kawarthas, which is an area northeast of Toronto. And it basically follows the POV of people who may not see themselves as petty criminals, but often, in fact, are. It's
so
crime fiction with a black humor twist, basically.
So do you write what we would consider noir?
It's funny. It gets labeled that, and I'm the co-host of Noir at the Bar Toronto, and I love noir. And some of my short stories are noir, but I'm not sure when I'm writing crime with a comedy twist that people who are true fans of noir would consider it that. Even because when the really dark stuff happens, I'm going for a laugh.
Right. But that's interesting to me. You know that noir on the radio was conceived because of all of you having a noir in the bar someplace around, you know, the continent. And it made me crazy because there was never one down here. Now, I know they just had one at Miami Book Fair. And, of course, I was on the west coast of Florida, not the east coast, so I couldn't attend. But I fully plan on having one, finding one, and I have two sponsors already. So hopefully in the spring, I hope to bring one here in Southwest Florida. But I love the idea so much, and I had been out of touch with noir reading because it wasn't called that when I was reading, Chandler and all those other people from back in the day. It wasn't called noir. It was just fiction. And so, but I loved all the Tom Pitts calls you guys neo-noir writers, and I love it. So that's why we created that noir on the radio, and Greg Barth hosts, and Tom Pitts' show, Skid Row's Chatter, is a lot of noir, and I think it's a ton of fun. I love reading it. So where are you on the web and so that people can find you in your books? And you also are in some of the zines, aren't you? You submit to Shotgun Honey and places like that? Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell everybody where we can look for you.
Sure. My website is robbrunet.com, and Brunet is spelled B-R-U-N-E-T. So it's R-O-B-B-R-U-N-E-T. And I'm on Facebook under my name and on Twitter at R.R. Brunet. and up on Amazon and et cetera. Amazon's kind of interesting because the one novel I have out, Stinking Rich, is up there. But there's 7 or 8 other anthologies that some of my short stories have been in over the last couple of years that are listed. And the
tell
cool thing
some
about
of the anthologies
that is,
because there are some really good ones. Whose books are you in? Whose anthologies are you in?
I'm in one of Todd Robinson's Thuglits, Exiles, Outsider Stories, which is Paul Brazil. Eddie Vega brought out, I had a couple of Noir Nations, so I'm in a couple of those. I'm also in Ellery Queen a couple of times, and I've got another one coming out presumably next year.
Congratulations. Do you prefer writing short stories to full-length novels? Or I don't know, because to me, it's uber talent that allows someone to write a good piece of flash or a short fiction or a novella, because you've got to compress a full story into so few pages. Which do you prefer?
I really love writing both. I think I prefer, in the long run, I prefer writing novels. They take me a lot longer. The one I'm finishing now, I started really around the beginning of the year, and it outgrew it. It started as a short story, which was actually published, but it left so many questions on the table that I started pulling at the pieces of string, and before I knew it, I was writing a novel. I think I sort of take breaks from the novel writing sometimes to write short stories, but even those sometimes they kick around for 6 or 8 months before I finally put the pen down and say, okay, that's enough edits on it.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, here's your question. Which author would you like your work to be compared to?
Listening to all the other answers, that's so tough to answer. I'm gonna go with Evelyn Waugh, and the reason for that is, well, he's just he managed to pull off those pithy novels that were so, you could read them seriously and yet be laughing and yet actually know that he wasn't, while he was satirizing, he was really giving you the truth. And I got such pleasure out of them that I hope that someday I can give pleasure something like that to somebody else.
Oh, how wonderful. What a great answer. I love that. And an author I hadn't thought of, too. So that's a great one. I like that very much. I hope that soon you and I are going to be talking in a full-length interview. Okay?
Look forward to it. And love that you do
Thanks
this.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Bye-bye. And we have one more caller, area code 231, so let's see who's calling. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Pam. It's Wendy Nystrom.
Hello, Wendy Nystrom. How are you? I love my doodle stone. It's sitting right in front of me on my bookcase, right next to my picture of Sam on the cover of Lula Lamour's The Quick and the Dead. So I just want you to know that you know if you're next to Sam – You're up there, right?
I guess. Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
You know it. You're welcome. How was Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. My whole family was there, so it was really nice. We had everybody enjoyed dinner and helped.
How's your weather? Wendy is another one who's in like way in the up north there, while I'm way down in the south. How was your weather for Thanksgiving?
Oh, wonderful. We're having strange weather in western Michigan.
Yeah, you said it's mild, right?
It's mild, yeah. It was in the 40s, and that's really mild for this time of year. And
wow.
I mean, 2 years ago, we probably had 6 inches of snow on the ground already, but not this year.
Wow.
So
how about
it's
that?
Up and down. It did snow for a day. It can't make up its mind if it wants to go.
Tell us about your books.
Okay.
I want you to tell everybody about your books. And hold on just 1 second, Wendy. Folks, I want to remind you, if you are a writer and you want to tell us about your books, all you have to do is answer one question and you get to talk about your books. Our number is 347-633-9609. I'm thrilled to have you come on, even if you've never been a guest on this show or on one of the other shows in the network. I have a cat who's whining, and I'm going to go ahead and kill her if she doesn't shut up because she's really loud. I'm sorry. But please call in and tell us all about yourself. On the line with me right now is my friend Wendy Nystrom. I know all about her, but I want you to know about her too. Wendy, hit it. Tell us about your books.
Well, I write children's epic adventures for ages 7 to 12. And there's when you see a dragon at your window, it means there's an adventure coming. They're fantasy chapter books. They're illustrated, and they're a lot of fun. And I tie in Icelandic folklore because I lived in Iceland for 2 years. I started writing there. And I just love them. And the kids that read them tell me they just can't wait to fly on Matt the Dragon.
They are wonderful books. I want everybody to know that I have a granddaughter who is now almost a year and a half old, and I read Wendy's books to her, even though they are over her age group, but she loves books anyway. And so I highly recommend her books. They're very, very unique. They're unusual in the fact that the artwork is so stunning, but the storytelling really allows a child to use their imagination, and that's so important.
Oh, it is.
To get away from the analytic side of being a kid and to go back to being a kid and imagining and daydreaming and all. So kudos to you. Your Facebook page is called Wendy's Bookcase, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And
my website or blog, which haven't been very active on it lately, but is wendysbookcase.com also.
And you can find Wendy's books in Amazon, and I wholeheartedly recommend them. She's really very, very creative, and I love the stories
thank
myself.
Thank you.
you're welcome. I love dragons and everything. So, you know, for me, dragons were not a big thing when I was reading as a child, but, you know, books were, I think, back 100 years ago were a lot less sophisticated than they are now. There's so many really terrific books out for kids. I hope you give yourself a chance and your kids a chance to read them. So, Wendy, here's your question. What is the best compliment you ever received about one of your books, and from whom?
I received an email from a young man who said, "Hurry up and get your next book out. I can't wait." I love going. I love being with the dragon, and it just touched me a lot. And that's why I love to write these adventures, because, like you said, I want to stir kids' imaginations. One of the reasons I started writing was because I was keeping my son up on English when we lived in Iceland. He was totally immersed in Icelandic. And we were running out of books for his age. And then when the other thing is my son, when he looked out, my first book started, and I should have said this, was my son looking out the window saying, "The moon's on the mountain, I'm going to go up there and touch it." And the next day, I was writing.
The
story.
It's a spectacular story. It's a beautiful, wonderful story. And from that first scene, when you read the book, you so understand why you're a children's writer. It's just a magnificent little book. And I really appreciated it.
My best compliment is when a child says, "I love your books, Mrs. Nystrom."
Yep. There you go.
Even though I say they can call me
there
Wendy.
There you go. And
you are
very active with your local library, and you really have helped that library along. And you do fundraisers for them and book events every year, don't you?
Yeah, most years, yep. This year they've been doing some other things, which is fine, you know. But yeah,
can't do it all.
I've been here 10 years, and I've been helping with the library, and now working on the water protection stuff, and
at the water protection, right.
I'm very busy in my community.
You are very active in your community. I know that a lot of your neighbors want you to run for local office, and I'm 100% behind you. You'll have a friend in Southwest Florida who'll be rooting for you. And I also want to tell you all that Wendy has twin girls, and we had a good laugh about that when we first met, but her girls are adorable. They are really, really sweet girls. And your son is quite a bit older than them, correct, now?
Yeah, he's 5 years older, yeah.
So,
yeah, but he's 19
and
they're 14 now. So now I'm dealing with teenagers. Yeah.
Now is the time for you to run away from home and not come back until they turn into real people again.
I am working on a novel.
Oh,
I am working on a novel.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Called The New Moon Brethren.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm excited to hear that. That's wonderful. I want to thank you so much for calling into the show tonight.
Thanks.
It was really
thanks
good
for
to
having
talk
me.
To you. It's my pleasure, and you know, we got to get a children's host, but maybe you'll just have to go on the young adult show, too. And I hope you have a lovely weekend. Enjoy your mild weather, you know, because when it snows, then you're going to be fussing and complaining about that, because, you know, it's great when it first hits, but then it turns into slush. So remember these mild days.
Okay.
And look back fondly, right?
Yep,
happy
I
Thanksgiving
do.
Weekend.
Happy
okay,
Thanksgiving.
Wendy, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night. You're welcome. Folks, that's going to do it for tonight. I'm so excited that so many authors called in. We were busy the whole night. We've gone longer than we usually go. I hope you had a good time. Next week, I'm going to be speaking to three more terrific authors. On Monday, I'm going to be speaking to Scott Aldberg, and he is just lovely and delightful. And then on Wednesday, I'll speak to Susan Shea. And on Friday, I'm going to speak to Revis Wortham, whom I absolutely adore. Just one of the nicest guys in the world. I hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Thank you for being with me. And thank you, Mom and Dad. Good night.